off, Coach. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you. We did just enough, right? I mean, we got it done, so I'm happy with that. Now we got to focus on getting one more before we send them off to Christmas break.
What a nice effort all the way around by your basketball team tonight. You shoot the ball extremely well, knock down some threes. You said in pregame, if you're not going to make 35% of your threes, then why shoot the three? Or see, somebody has told me that. Tonight you shoot 50% from the three-point stripe. That was huge for you. But I thought the defensive effort tonight was even bigger. You end up scoring 15 points off of their 12 turnovers, so you took advantage of that. But you never really did let them. They caught fire early, and you bounced back and were able to get the victory.
Yeah, I thought this was a game of, you know, there's so many different stories within the game, right? They kind of stretch a lead out. How big was their lead? They got it up to seven in the first half right away within the first 4 minutes, and then Owen Long started hitting some wild shots, which – weren't necessarily good shots, but they were shots that went in. And you know, when you have a player like Owen, you allow them to have a little more freedom than you would if you wouldn't have a guy like him. And he put the team on his back then. And then we were able to run some actions to get stuff. And there's some good balance. I thought, you know, Boom was very, very bad in the first half, literally non-existent. We didn't start him in the second half, and then he goes 3 for 3 in the second half with 6 points, 4 rebounds. So, but again, that was a different story. There's so many different stories throughout this game. You know, it even came down to free throws. You know, it came down to getting some stops too. So there's a lot of cool things that took place. There's some things that are less cool that we need to keep getting better at, and we're happy to get the win.
Now, and whenever you can beat the number one ranked team in the country on your home floor, and boy, what a crowd tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it was, 2037 is what they're saying. We got to check Don's numbers here, right? I thought there was more than that. But it was a good crowd here tonight. I thought that we, I thought we gave them what they wanted. I mean, we just beat the number one team. And, you know, our whole thing in the locker room was, you know, be excited that we executed enough to get the win, but let's not get too high. You know, the goal is that we're going to have to face this team 4 times this year. You know, once here, once there, once in the MIAA tournament, and once in the NCAA regional tournament. So that's what the big picture is. We need to be happy we took care of business, but at the same time, we can't be satisfied.
Another thing your guys did extremely well tonight was rebound the ball.
Yeah, we out-rebounded them by 9. We looked like men down there. Some huge offensive rebounds by Peyton Rogers Schmidt. All kind of spread out throughout the game. It was big. You know, I mean, just Owen Long with 29, Elijah with 19. Obviously, we needed to replace Trey and Jamari. Elijah and Owen haven't been doing this necessarily all year, though Owen's scoring numbers have been high. But, you know, we needed to bring in boosts offensively to pick that up. And I'm glad we didn't try to do it with some 18-year-olds out there, because they're not going to get that done. Some guys with some experience who's done it before, and they showed up huge in this game in front of our home crowd.
Now, let's talk a little bit about Elijah's 19 points tonight, 5 of 9, 2 for 4 from the 3-point, 7 of 9. Also has 4 rebounds, has a couple of block shots. What's big about it is there were a couple games where he really struggled. I thought he turned things around in the second half against Northeastern State, and he just carried that over to tonight.
That's a good point, you know, because he had struggled three. He struggled for 3 halves, you know, both Rogers State first half, then at Northeastern State, and then he's played really well for 3 halves, which is the second half of Northeastern and 2 tonight. And it was a good effort, and just our dynamicness was switching. We were able to kind of do the things that we needed to do to keep them out of the paint. They live in the paint now. Also, you know, Diego Bernard didn't play tonight. I don't know if he's injured or what happened with him. He didn't play, so you know, again, we just need to take things in stride. We're happy with the win. You know, we beat the number one team that's never been had. Last year we beat them when they were number two. And, you know, there's never been a number two team since Emporia State went Division II in 1991. Never beat a number two team as the highest seed. Now, well, we beat the number one team, and let's just keep checking boxes. And the biggest box would be to check having a good day tomorrow. It's a full Sunday of not only this film and meal, and but also then watching our film scout on Missouri Western and preparing for them on one day. So it's going to be a battle. We're ready to go. We got to keep going.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. I'll let you enjoy the night. We'll see you Monday here at Watt Auditorium when you take on Missouri Western.
Thanks, brother.
That's Emporia State Coach Craig Doty joining us.